A big tariff cloud is looming over Ireland and its economic outlook. The country is in a time of immense uncertainty and, as Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says, the higher the level of uncertainty, the worse it is for global growth. His department produced two forecasts for the economy yesterday, one modelled on the current 10% US tariff on EU imports and one that assumes no tariffs. With the 10% tariff, the economy will shrink by 1%. Without any tariffs, the domestic economy will grow by 2.5%. That's still lower than earlier anticipated. Without an EU trade deal with the US, as many as 25,000 fewer new jobs will be created here. Let's talk now to Fergal O'Brien. He's IBEC. He's from IBEC's Economics and Policy Division. He's here in studio. You're very welcome, Fergal.
Good morning, Mary.
Are we prepared? Or indeed, you know, can you be prepared for what may or may not come around tariffs from an increasingly erratic White House?
I think, Mary, given we just finished the first 100 days of this US administration, it's been so much more unpredictable than anyone could have expected. We've seen economic chaos in a way that we haven't seen before in terms of its impact on the global economic order. So we can't, there's very low levels of certainty as to what lies ahead. But of course, there are things we can do to prepare ourselves better. So it's a really difficult time to try and prepare economic forecasts. We've never seen the kind of economic uncertainty graphs as kind of unstable as they are right now. And I suppose we see it in IBEC every day talking to business leaders. They're telling us, how do I make decisions right now? So, you know, we call it a pause period, but essentially it's a period of non-decision making, and that's the challenge we have.
And we're in that period of non-decision making, even without a decision on what the future holds, because as you, it's a wait and see situation. Nobody is prepared to invest right now, are they?
It's very difficult to make those investment decisions. Like, we're so lucky, Marion, that we've such incredible momentum in this economy, right? And we saw it again yesterday in terms of the tax revenues for the first 4 months of the year, right? So we actually have a lot of cards that we can play. So we're really fortunate compared to previous crises that the country's faced. We've strong momentum in terms of job creation, in terms of enterprise performance, in terms of tax revenues, all really, really strong, right? So we need to break this down in terms of first round challenges. Ireland has been quite fortunate. The way the tariffs have been, the first round of tariffs have been designed to date, it's about one quarter of our exports to the US that have been hit. But there are, within that, there are firms already that are feeling that pain. And we need to make sure that we are supporting those businesses, whether it's in our medical devices industry, whether it's in our drinks industry, our food industry, our engineering components industry, right? So there's a number of sectors that are feeling this pain. And potentially there could be workers impacted. And we need to make sure that we have adequate safety net in terms of preparing for short-time working. That's the first round. Yeah. I think it's really interesting in the Department of Finance forecast yesterday, there's a key phrase. They said that this crisis could be more fiscal than economic.
What does that mean?
It means a potential significant shock to our public finances. So we could have similar levels of economic activity. We're not going to see businesses relocating out of Ireland. We could see businesses producing similar amount of output, but it could be at lower value because of these tariffs, with lower returns to the state. And crucially, because we are so reliant on corporate tax revenues. So in Ireland right now, we're getting 10,000 for every worker in corporate tax receipts. The average in the developed world is 2,000 euros. So we are five times more reliant than most developed countries from corporate tax revenue. We need to start reducing that reliance.
And we know from what they were saying yesterday in these progress reports that the corporate tax take this year will be some 2 billion down.
It might be.
That's not a big blow given the sizes of the increases over the last couple of years.
Would be a great outcome, but it could even be better. It's hard to call, right? Like, first quarter of this year, we saw it in export data, right? You know, we're actually exporting record levels into the States at the moment. So there'll be an awful lot of noise in the system. The crucial thing is long term, we need to make ourselves less reliant on that corporate tax.
Two quick questions for you. Pharma is not included in the scenarios outlined yesterday. Is that a misstep?
Very, very hard to model. And as an Irish government, we should not be modelling, you know, the chaos of the US administration. I don't think we can do that, right? We can prepare ourselves in other ways. So I think fiscally, I was part with colleagues from across society and other sectors of the economy working on a commission of tax and social welfare report 3 years ago. Almost none of those recommendations have been implemented. We need to take that off the shelf and see how we can broaden the tax base to be less reliant
on
corporate tax.
That brings me to my final and brief question to you on the domestic economy. What is the impact on sentiment in the domestic economy? Are we pulling in our horns? Are we spending less?
There is a shock to sentiment, both in terms of business and consumers. But crucially, Mary, we've got to focus on our controllables. We've got to make ourselves more competitive in terms of getting serious about infrastructure delivery. It can't be the same plans, even with additional money, not being delivered. We need a gear change in terms of cost of doing business, in terms of investing in our human capital, innovation, research. And finally, we need to be smarter in terms of our regulation. We can really improve our ease of doing business to make ourselves more competitive. They're the things we can control.
Fergal O'Brien of IBEC, thank you very much. 26 minutes past 8.